All right, guys, welcome to podcast number 27. Today's theme is just living in 2020. So it's been a little bit of time since our last podcast. What I'm going to kind of go over here today is some updates on things going on with the gym, updates on CrossFit, and just maybe some tips to help us live a little bit healthier during this whole time with COVID-19 going on. So since the last podcast, when we did our last podcast, I did it with John Hollins, and we were right in the midst of a lot of turmoil with CrossFit HQ. There was a lot of gyms de-affiliating. I can't remember what was exactly going on. I don't know if Dave Castro had been named CEO yet, but it was a really wild and turbulent time with CrossFit. We were right in the midst of the George Floyd protests. And since then, a lot has happened and a lot of positive things I think have happened for CrossFit. So during that time, I actually was able to get on a phone call with Dave Castro and discuss a few things with him. So we had about a 45-minute phone call. It was awesome, and I really appreciated him taking the time to take that phone call. I've been sitting on his phone number for about 10 years, so I went ahead and broke the glass and texted him, and we set up a phone call. And basically at the time, it was right at the time when a lot of gyms were de-affiliating, and you know, I hadn't made that jump. I'd been criticized by some people for not, you know, jumping off of CrossFit. But, you know, my whole stance was, you know, we are a CrossFit gym. CrossFit's what we do. And I wanted to be a part of the change within CrossFit rather than run away from it. Now, had things not changed, eventually I probably would have had to have made a decision to distance myself, but I didn't want to be someone who was jumping back and forth across the fence. So the first thing I wanted to do is have a conversation with Dave, see what the changes were that they were trying to make, and see if I could be a part of that. So he had been CEO maybe for like 3 or 4 days when I talked to him. So there was a ton going on. And what's really cool is since I've talked to him, I've seen some of the stuff that he put into play already in action. So the first thing that we talked about was, you know, what was CrossFit doing as far as like social justice and things like that. So he had talked about their scholarship program. So what they're doing is they're setting up free level ones in underserved areas to help people who probably would not have a chance otherwise get a level one and start a career path towards maybe owning a box or being a trainer. And then they're giving that away for free. So, you know, what he had told me, he was like, hey, we're going to do what we do. That's how we're going to make a difference. And we're going to get in there and try and make a difference by educating people and doing what we're best able to do. I thought that was really cool. And then the second thing was he said, hey, we're going to have affiliate representatives. And what that is each region's going to have an affiliate representative. And what we'll be able to do with whoever our representative is, whether it's members funneling up, it's almost like, you know, having your local congressman. So it's members are going to funnel their questions and concerns to the owners, and the owners will then funnel that to the affiliate representative, and then the representative will then bring that to CrossFit HQ directly. And having it in different regions, everyone's gonna have different issues. So someone in Southern California is gonna have a different issue than someone, you know, in you know, rural West Virginia. It's just two different parts of the country. We all have our different issues. So I thought that was a phenomenal idea. I actually put in an application for it, and so for our region, which I believe is Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, Tennessee, There might be another state. We may have Michigan in there as well. I'm not sure. But I want to be a part of that change. And I've been around CrossFit for a while. I have a great relationship with almost all the affiliate owners and speak with them frequently. So I've never tried to take a leadership role in CrossFit before. And but I wanted to throw my hat in there and give it a shot. So one thing that you can do, if you think I would be a good fit for the role, you can email affiliatereps@crossfit.com. and nominate me. If you know of another owner at another gym or another person that you think would be a good rep as well, you can nominate them as well. But yeah, so that's something I threw my name into the hat, and whoever it is, you know, I'll get behind them 100%. I just thought that was a phenomenal idea. Another thing we discussed was, and something that I think a lot of people missed was, really bringing the games back, you know, into they'd kind of defunded and de-emphasized the games since 2018. The Open started to lose steam, and we had always had a phenomenal Open at the gym, and it started to lose some steam. You know, they didn't have the big show anymore, and then they had took regionals away. They had started up all the sanctionals, which I thought were really cool events, but at the same time, it seemed to, just the interest seemed to wane, especially because we're having, you know, sanctionals where someone would win and they're going down like five rungs down the ladder. And it's like, okay, fifth place qualifies for the games. Too many ways to get into the games. So in that discussion that I had with Dave, moving the Open from the fall back to the spring is a plan that they have. And then having a more linear path to the games like they did with regionals is something that they're still working on. Whether it's bringing a regional back or doing some sort of a season or a way to get to the games that's more direct than like country winners and then sanctionals and a million different ways to bring back a more traditional linear way to get to the games is something that they have planned. And I'm really excited for that. So CrossFit kind of moved to getting off the couch and getting off the carbs rather than using the games as the advertisement. And I think that, you know, while that is what most of us need to do and the majority of our gym members, it should be a big focus. I think that it's tough to attract people by saying that. It's almost like, you know, if you see like Navy SEALs training on TV, like that's like, man, I think that looks really cool. Even if you're not gonna exactly do that, you wanna do some sort of, you know, boot camp or version of that. And the CrossFit Games is sort of that advertisement for the CrossFit affiliates. You know, no one wants to do sweat into the oldies anymore. They wanna do something cool, something intense. And I think putting the games out there is a phenomenal way to get people engaged in CrossFit, and it's the best advertisement we can have for it. So getting the games back on track, getting it back on TV, I think is nothing but great stuff for the affiliates. I don't see it being a bad thing. Now, of course, you'll have maybe people trying to get to the games that maybe, you know, they just need to get in shape, but overall I think it's a really positive thing. I'm really excited to see the game sort of come back. And I think, you know, when we see COVID start to die off or we get that vaccine, I think that's when you're gonna see the real work start to get done with that. So that's the updates on CrossFit. So they have a new CEO. Oh, I didn't get into a few of the other things. So Greg is being bought out by a 10-year affiliate owner, Eric Rosa, who's now the acting CEO. I know if you guys did that home programming with True Coach, Eric was actually involved with getting True Coach off the ground. I know that the founders of True Coach, and he worked really closely with them, and they are really excited for us to have him as the CEO. I know that you know, this past weekend he was out in Colorado running with Rich Froning and Dave Castro, talking shop, and I think they're, you know, talking about the future of CrossFit, and this guy seems like a phenomenal guy to lead the charge. He's a 10-year affiliate owner. He is a tech CEO who sold a company to Oracle for like $1.4 billion. So the guy knows how to run a great business, and I think we're gonna see some amazing things come down the pipeline for CrossFit. I'm super duper excited for that. I'm gonna kind of move on and get more into some updates for CFGV. Over the next few weeks, what we're gonna be doing is reorganizing the CrossFit Grandview at-home training program. I think we've landed on a name for what we're gonna call it, because we're gonna kind of separate it from CrossFit Grandview. I'm not gonna let that out in case I switch it in the next 2 weeks. But what we're gonna be doing is everyone who's currently still doing the at-home training, we're going to go ahead and pull them all under our coach, Emily, who we recently brought on, and she's going to be taking that over, and it's going to be more similar to when we were in the right in the midst of the lockdown, and so she'll be following up with everyone who is following that at-home training program, you know, answering your questions, checking up with you guys weekly, and just really engaging you guys, maybe helping with modifications, things like that. So she's going to be taking that over full time. What we're also going to be doing, and I hope to have it done by the end of August, is building an entire website for our virtual platform. So in the website, we're going to have a CFGV Online, which will basically be all the training programs we're doing in the gym, which will be available to people, as well as the at-home training program. And then we will also be offering training templates, so ebooks, and we'll house our individual design and process right there. So, you know, a big thing that we're starting to specialize in is individual design for people who have garage gyms. So I have a few clients who are training in garage gyms who I'm doing individual designs for, and you know, Scott and Andy do as well. So it's starting to become a niche of ours, and it's something that I want to kind of expand. So if people aren't comfortable coming into the gym yet, where they're working from home and they have kids and it's really challenging to get out, we are individually designing training protocols for them to do right inside the gym or their garage. So everyone has a bit of a unique setup. So some people don't have a pull-up bar, but not one you can kip on. Some people just have dumbbells. Some people have a full CrossFit gym in their garage. But typically people don't have access to everything they would in the affiliate. So if we can see what you have, a lot of times we've worked with a lot of you in the gym, we can craft a program that is ideal for you in your environment with the time that you have, and it can be a really good training option. So if you guys are listening to this and you're just kind of doing your own thing in your garage, reach out to us. We're currently doing it. Again, when we get that website, it's going to be nice and clean and easy, but all you have to do is send us an email and we can get you set up on that now. So another update is the outdoor rig is up and operational. We'll be finishing that up this week. So we'll be finishing up getting the rest of the uprights up and the pull-up bars up. What we won't be finishing until AEP comes out and moves a line is we're going to be putting a shade sail over it. So it's been really hot out. So once you get, you know, mid-afternoon with that, the black rubber, it gets pretty hot, and it can be a challenge to do things like burpees, and it's just warm out there. So we're going to get a shade sail over it. Once we can get some power lines moved and make it a little bit more comfortable out there, and so we're not like burning our tummies when we're doing burpees and things like that. Also, for people who are you know, possibly a little bit more vulnerable to COVID or just not real comfortable being inside of a gym, it's a great option. You can attend class and train outside away from everyone in the open air if that's something you're a little bit more comfortable with, you know, weather pending. We're starting to find our groove with our schedule and everything. You know, we've got level two going at 1 p.m., which is great. It's really working out well where level two now has the entire gym to train in, rather than us kind of sandwiching a noon and a 5:30 with another class going on. And sometimes it could be tricky to work around each other. Now you have the entire gym. You know, if you want to do the level two programming on your own, that outdoor rig is a phenomenal setup, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that, you know, early in the morning, and then also at 5:30 p.m. during that old level two time, we have quite a few people doing that, and a lot of the guys who do level two have been doing it for a while and are pretty self-organized, and if you can get a little group together, it's been working out well. You know, the way I want to kind of wrap this up is just talk a little bit about moving into the rest of the year living with COVID. So, you know, we've been on a bit of a roller coaster. We got back, you know, numbers were trending down. We had a really good energy in the gym, and then, you know, numbers started to spike. People have been getting a little bit nervous. And what I can really tell is, regardless of the numbers spiking or going up and down, this is something that we're going to have to be dealing with for a while, you know, until, you know, we have a vaccine or the numbers really get down to a very low level. This is just something we're going to have to learn to live with and be safe and take the right precautions. So I just want to go over a few things with you guys and maybe come up with a few tips that can just help you wrap your head around, you know, living healthy, you know, during this pandemic and over the next year or so until, you know, we have a vaccine or the thing just sort of trends down. You know, in the gym, I have a few notes here, you know, so I'm gonna look down and read a little bit. Staying really diligent with cleaning your equipment, you know, sanitizing, wearing your masks into the gym before you get into the spot. It really takes minimal effort, but it can make a big difference. So, you know, it just takes that one time of us not cleaning or doing something for something to happen. And if we're all on top of it, it's going to minimize any chance of any sort of an outbreak. And really, the way I've been seeing everything going, everything seems super duper safe as long as everyone's adhering to all the guidelines. So I just want you to stay diligent on it. I know it gets old, but I think it's really just safe practice anyways to be doing all these things even during flu season or the winter, or, you know, whether we have COVID going on or not. One thing that I want to be clear on too, even if you're asymptomatic and you've had, say you've been exposed to someone and you have a COVID test that's pending, stay out of the gym until those results are back, okay? So if you have any exposure to anyone at work, you've got a test, anything like that, stay out of the gym until you get a negative result and then you would come back, okay? I really think if we adhere to all these safety protocols, the risk is extremely minimal coming into the gym. We're staying socially distant, wearing our masks to our spots, sanitizing our hands on the way in and out. I think the risk is really pretty minimal watching how everything's going. You know, I think we have no more risk than, you know, I think most people will go to the grocery store, you know, once a week or two. You know, you've got Giant Eagle where they're probably cycling on a weekend day. If you're going on a Sunday, they might cycle 10,000 people through that store. You know, on a big day, you know, we're cycling 200 people through the gym and we're cleaning everything off after we're done. So I don't think the risk is really anything more than it would be, you know, going to a store. Reading up, I think one thing that I keep reading over and over again is what the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us is there's overwhelming data at every age range that health and fitness is probably the largest variable that determines how fast people recover, how severe the illness is. And then it's sometimes it's even the determining factor if people are surviving at all, okay? So that doesn't mean you have to come to the gym, but doing some sort of exercise, staying really healthy is extremely important right now. It's as important as wearing a mask. Keeping your body fit and healthy is, you know, it could be the difference between you being symptomatic or, you know, feeling fine. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor, but everything I keep reading is stay fit, stay healthy. I have a few tips that I truly believe that, you know, they can help and aid you guys. So I have a few tips that I scratched down. And so this is a combination of things that, you know, I've just learned for general health and then also things that I've read in conjunction with COVID as well. You know, again, I'm not a physician. I'm not a virologist. You know, take this with a grain of salt. I'm a CrossFit coach, but I think these are good actionable tips for anyone just to be healthier in general. Number one is just prioritize sleep. So if you are getting less than optimal sleep, for me, that is my number one factor in just general getting sick. So in the winter time, if I'm, you know, routinely not sleeping well, I'm getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I get ran down really fast, and that's typically what comes right behind it is some sort of illness, a cold, a flu, something like that. So prioritizing sleep, making sure you're going to bed at the same time every night, waking up at the same time every day is extremely important. Number two, getting sunshine. So getting sunshine and getting vitamin D, there's research already coming out that vitamin D deficiency is a huge indicator of people who are having you know, bad reactions to the coronavirus. So making sure that you're getting outside, getting some sunlight every day is really showing to, that helps your vitamin D production, but it's showing to actually armor plate you a bit against COVID. So I've been reading some research about that. So I've actually been mindful of it and trying to get outside. Even after like workouts, I'll like peel my shirt and just take a walk, take an 800 meter walk, which takes about 10 minutes, and just try and get some sunshine. If you're not able to get outside, taking a vitamin D supplement. I prefer the liquid kind, and I always hear that they absorb better. Again, I'm not a huge expert on this, but it seems to that seems to be the consensus of the best absorption. Managing your stress. Again, that's probably my second biggest factor besides sleeping. Sometimes those go hand in hand as well. So trying to keep that stress level down, which can be very challenging, especially during a time like this. I know that's been really hard for me. You know, the last 4 months have been, you know, extra stressful for myself. But trying to really manage that stress can help, you know, keep your immune system functioning at a high level. Another one is just eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Make sure you're getting all your micronutrients and fiber. Eat healthy fats. Make sure you're getting enough protein. And then, you know, last but not least, wear your mask. So, you know, this is a controversial subject. But wearing your mask, I would say, is at the end of the day, the worst case scenario. It doesn't do anything, but it can't hurt anything, okay? So wearing your mask obviously is gonna help not project whatever you're putting out further out into the air. So, you know, I would say early on, I could have been better about wearing a mask. And then, you know, over the last month or so, especially as numbers have trended up, I've really tried to be extremely diligent on wearing a mask. And, you know, I really ask all of our members, you know, especially in the gym coming in and on your way out, try and be diligent on that. And I really think it can make a difference. you know, I hope some of these tips just, they might be even things that you know, but it just puts it in the forefront of your mind. And I really think that coming to the gym and being a member of CrossFit Grandview can be a very healthy, productive part of your life and put you at minimal risk, you know, for getting COVID. And and even if you're not comfortable doing it, we are building out more and more options to help you with your health and fitness, which I think right now people are underplaying that. You know, wear a mask and stay home is one part of it. But I think your health and fitness and armor plating yourself against something like COVID is every bit as important, if not more. I'll try and get another podcast out to you guys a little bit sooner this next time. We're starting to find our rhythm again with everyday life, and I want to get these out to you guys a little bit more often. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I'll talk to you soon.